Blog Talk Radio.
Three, two, one. Few life experiences are as confronting or traumatic as a birth that doesn't happen. One such encounter will be dramatized Saturday night on Return to Zero, Lifetime's latest original movie with Academy Award nominee Minnie Driver. It's the first feature from this channel getting worldwide distribution, and more important, it's based on what happened to its producer, director, and writer, and his wife. Sean Hannis joins me next in a simulcast exclusive. The Super Week of fall season announcements by the broadcast networks is underway. NBC had its turn this morning, and Fox goes public next hour. We'll break down the nightly lineups for both networks. Also ahead, Comedy Central picks its Stephen Colbert successor, TBS keeps Cougar Town another season and drops Men at Work, and our classic trivia question of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from the studios of Brooklyn Independent Media HD in New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. We thank you all for being with us this Monday afternoon. 79 degrees, a very hot day here in New York. And thank you all for being part of the program All About Television. Whether you're watching or listening, I think we have a very special hour in store for you. And we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, you calling us. The number you use is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio or on Brooklyn Independent Media. We ask you to give us questions or comments for our guests and also your thoughts about the programming announcements we're going to have for you in our expanded news notes section. We've got our chat room going, Simon Apple 04 by name, a lot of people in the room, including our good friend Rick Webb from Philadelphia, as well as guests 01067, 1079, and 1081. So use the phone, use the room, get involved today because what you say certainly matters. And while the program is on the air, you can connect with others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook banner somewhere on your Blog Talk Radio screen, follow the instructions, and other people can hear the show with you right now. Sean Hannis joins us live from Pasadena, California, after these news notes. It's day one of an annual New York ritual when the broadcast networks declare in public what their prime time will look like this fall. Several cable networks and the key Latino channels will follow suit. NBC went first this morning from the Jacob Javits Center, and here's their rundown night by night. Monday will start out the same as a year ago, The Voice, followed by The Blacklist. However, in possibly the first big scheduling controversy of the week, one that NBC chief Robert Greenblatt called a seismic shock for his network, The Blacklist will be pulled at 10 p.m. in mid-November for 3 months, returning February 1st post-Super Bowl and then on another night in time. We'll fill in that blank shortly. When The Blacklist goes, newcomer drama State of Affairs will debut. The Voice leads off Tuesday, followed by new sitcom Marry Me, returning sitcom About a Boy, and Chicago Fire entering season 3. Wednesday will become an all-procedural night, with Revolution, the science fiction series the last 2 years, dropped from Mysteries of Laura, another newbie, starring former Will and Grace co-star Deborah Messing. That's followed by season 16 of Law & Order Special Victims Unit and Chicago PD. For Thursday, NBC will start with The Biggest Loser, then do an hour with newcomers Bad Judge and A to Z, both comedies, and wrap with the final run of Parenthood. The latter series almost didn't get that final run because of cast salary issues, which were resolved just yesterday. On February 5th, The Blacklist returns in the 9 to 10 time period, bumping Bad Judge and A to Z. News magazine Dateline NBC kicks off Friday night with Grimm returning and new superhero drama Constantine, based on the DC Comics character, wrapping that night up. Repeats will dominate Saturday, and Sunday Night Football completes the week. That's news notes for the moment. Fox is less than an hour away from raising its primetime curtain at the Beacon Theater, so stay tuned for a full rundown on their lineup next half hour. Over the last 2 months, Lifetime has had an impressive number of made-for-TV movies. The Gabby Douglas Story, The Trip to Bountiful with Cissy Teisen getting a possible Emmy-nominated performance, and more recently, Starving in Suburbia, focusing on the topic of eating disorders. All three of those films were highlighted with guests on this program over the last 2 months. This Saturday night, that streak continues with Return to Zero. It's a very unique Lifetime movie, the first one, original film, that will be distributed worldwide. We will have our guests shortly, but first, here's the film in its own words.
When's the last time I put you in the room? I didn't tell you how much I love you.
Friday?
And I'm a damn.
It's Saturday.
Congratulations. When you're older,
Hi, Dr. Campbell. It's Maggie Royal. I started bleeding a little bit, and I'm worried that there's something wrong.
Can't find the baby's heartbeat.
Oh, no, he's fine. He's hiding. Just check it again.
Your baby's dead.
No! Come on!
She walked out on you.
I walked out on her.
Are you even sure it's yours?
There is life after this.
We have a bar if that helps.
It might.
Okay.
Well, now's the time you picked to hit on me.
I'm stating the obvious.
Now that I haven't wanted you to.
I'm pregnant. How did that happen? Here below,
as a space. This is actually pretty cute, but that is what I think of your return policy.
Baby died.
So am I.
Joining us live from Pasadena, California, the producer, writer, director, and most important, the co-subject of Return to Zero, Sean Hanisch. Sean, thank you for being aboard.
Thank you, Simon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sean, when did this happen to you and your wife?
It happened in 2005, the summer of 2005. We were expecting our first son, and late in the third trimester, we found out that his heart stopped beating, and that was part of what you heard in that clip. There was that's how that happens.
And what was going through your mind, your wife's mind, at the time once you got that news?
Well. My wife. When she went into the hospital that day, we thought that she had gone into labor, and so we thought we might be meeting our son that day. And I was actually off to a business meeting and wasn't there when she found out the news. And I still to this day feel just horrible that I wasn't there with her. She found out by herself that the baby had no heartbeat anymore. And then she called me on the phone to tell me that we lost him. And I can't, Simon, I can't really even, it's hard to express. I mean, you know, that's, without a question, the worst day, worst moment of my life and her life. You know, you think she's going into, you think you're going to meet your son possibly that day. And then everything's turned upside down.
How do you get through it? How do you get through a situation like this?
Well, you just survive. I mean, you know, I mean, we humans are pretty good at surviving anything. You know, you have coping mechanisms like my wife doesn't remember most of the first 6 months after after we lost our son. You know, I dove into work very intensely. And you just, it's strange. I mean, you know, I mean, really awful things happen to people, in their lives. And I guess you call it like you fake it till you make it. I mean, you continue every day, and it's just survival. It's survival, and it's difficult for me to say how you make it. You just do.
Do you consider this film a turning point in that effort to make it?
Oh, for sure. In many ways. I mean, personally, I think also as a filmmaker. I mean, as a step for my wife and I and our healing, and also for the greater community who, I mean, it's just the thing, you know, when you go through it, you think you're one in a million, but you're not. There are three stillbirths in the United States every hour, and that doesn't take into account even the people that you lose a child within the first 28 days, which is a neonatal death. And anyway, yeah.
Did this situation fit the pattern of stillborn situations?
Oh, I found out since writing the script that it does. People who've seen the film, who've been through it, say, oh my God, that is my story. You know, from literally, you know, from how they found out, the other couples have found out the news, to what the doctor has said to them, to how they felt afterwards, and the people that have approached them in their lives and said, you know, there's always somebody on the outside who doesn't know. And the last time they saw you or your wife, you know, you were, you know, 8 months, 9 months pregnant, and they come up and say, how's the baby? I mean, that happens. I bet you that's happened to everyone who's gone through this.
How long ago, Sean, did you decide, I am going to take this devastating incident in my life and my wife's life and turn it into a film? What motivated you to do that?
Well, I direct commercials, and I was doing that when we lost our son, and for a few years after that. And then it was about 3 or 4 years ago where I decided I had been noodling the idea, and I was trying to figure out how in the world could I make a film about this that would be, you know, that would actually be a compelling film as well as be really honest to the emotional truth of what we went through. So I started talking to some friends who are really, really great screenwriters, a couple of them. And, you know, they kind of helped me, maybe see the forest for the trees a little bit. And then I started looking at some great films that helped me with structure, including Ordinary People. That's one of the ones I looked at as far as just a structure of how somebody. Yeah. Anyway, so it was a matter of maybe being a little bit further removed from the actual loss itself, and then an active decision to, well, let's make this into a movie that people can watch and actually, and I don't want to use the word enjoy, but I hope it's compelling enough that they enjoy it as a film.
At any point, Sean, along the way from saying I'm going to do this to getting this on Lifetime, having them approve you doing this film, was there any thought about part of this, writing, producing, directing, is so painful, I've got to give it in somebody else's hands and leave it there as long as I can? Was there any thought about not doing all of this yourself?
Well, I think I did it all myself out of necessity, because I didn't think anybody else could write a more honest script. It started off as an independent film. It was independently financed, and then Lifetime acquired the film. So, as most independent filmmakers will know that you kind of end up doing everything yourself, or in my case with my producing partner. And so it was step by step. I mean, I guess if at some point Studio or Lifetime had come in and said, hey, listen, we've got a producer for this, and you can just write and direct, that'd have been, but that was the path the movie, I think, was destined to take. Was, you know, it was a, you know, very, very, very personal film. And I think putting it in the hands of any other writer or director who hadn't been through something like this would have been a disservice.
Sean Hannish is the producer, writer, director of Return to Zero. It premieres 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time this Saturday night, Lifetime. It's Lifetime's first original film that will be presented globally. Sean joins us live from Pasadena, California this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. We're going to be having him on also in the second half hour of the program, so it's going to be more of an extended interview today. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York. Delighted you are with us on Blog Talk Radio and Brooklyn Independent Media HD. We're coming away live from BIM Studios near the Barclays Center. And we invite you to be part of the program. Give us a call or get into our chat room. The number you use if you're calling is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. We have a lot of people in the room. We appreciate all you being aboard, so use the phone or the room. Either way, we appreciate you communicating with us. Coming up on our program on Friday, we'll find out about what's going on with Heartproof Studios and what they're doing for both the Oprah Winfrey Network and for other television services. We'll talk to the Executive Vice President at Harpo, John Sinclair. And last fall, we brought you the story of Hiring America, the new weekend syndicated series out to bring job hunting and job creation for veterans coming back from Afghanistan, Iraq, and other ports around the globe. Bill Joyce is still the executive producer as Hiring America is now in its second season, and he'll be with us live, possibly in studio. That's coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Sean, how long did it take to make the film?
Well, 3 years from start to finish. I mean, when I decided to actually begin putting, pen to paper and writing the script.
And how about Minnie Driver? How did she get to play your wife, in essence?
I ended up, my casting directors recommended her as we were just getting into the casting process. And when they mentioned her name, I honestly, a light bulb went off in my head. I said, well, she'd be perfect. And I didn't know that she would be interested, frankly, in doing something, it's a low-budget film, it's an indie. But it turns out she read the script over a weekend, and I got a call Monday morning that she wanted to meet that week. So we sat down and hit it off right away. She's phenomenal in the film, but she's so smart. She's such a brilliant actress. I mean, we got so lucky, Simon.
By the way, Minnie is in Morocco, where last week she started filming a new Lifetime miniseries called The Red Tent. It's based on the best-selling novel, and that will be coming out later this year. Two-night miniseries, just to let you know. How much time did Minnie spend with your wife?
An afternoon. Minnie made my wife lunch at her house, and they talked for a couple hours, and I've never been privy to that conversation.
So go ahead.
No, but it's interesting because I could tell during the performance that, there were certain aspects of that conversation that really affected, how many approached the character. So it was amazing. I mean, it was really, it was whatever they talked about was, it was really important for the film.
And the person that plays you is Paul Adelstein, who is probably a face a lot of people may not know, at least on site. How did he get involved in the film?
Paul is a, again, my casting directors recommended Paul. They had seen how versatile his work is, and then I looked at some of his television work, and I thought that he jumps off the screen. I mean, he's a different type of he's a different type of actor. He's very, to me, he's very real. And he's very, he's quick-witted. He's obviously handsome, but it's, that he got involved, and then there was a pairing. I talked to Minnie about him, and Minnie loved his work. So it was a pretty natural fit, the two of them.
When it came to doing this film, what was the toughest part, writing, producing, or directing?
Typically, I would say the toughest part is actually raising money for an independent film, but in this case, I don't think that was the toughest part. The toughest part was filming the scene, reliving the worst day of your life with actors in the film crew that's hard. I mean that's actually borderline, I think, a little bit. I don't know. I don't even know what you call it, but it's. Having to play back and write down and then discuss and then direct and then shoot, the scene where I was there where my wife gave birth to our son who had passed away was, without question, the hardest thing I've ever done as a filmmaker. We lived it and then to relive it, but. That's right there, Simon. I don't think it gets any harder. But by the same token, it was also the most beautiful set I've ever been on. It was almost like spiritual or religious in a way. I mean, everybody treated it with such respect, and everybody was in tears. I mean, it's such a moving. That scene is. I don't think anybody's ever filmed that scene before, and it's an honor to have. It's a way to honor my son's life and my wife's strength to be able to put that scene on film. And Minnie and Paul did. I can't imagine anybody doing a better job. I honestly didn't know that I didn't think an actor could get there, and they did. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. When you have those kind of moments to film that are so intimate and so personal and so tragic, what kind of support does your crew give you? The camera people, the lighting people, the sound people, when they are now going through the moment that you are reliving?
they were incredibly respectful. They gave me a wide berth. I mean, they listened. They were quiet. You know, film crews, you know, aren't quiet. But there were moments where we had a very, very, very quiet set, and that was out of respect for what the actors were doing and what we were trying to portray. It was honestly that. Also, the neat thing about this movie is that, you know, we were an independent film. We didn't have a lot of money, so everybody that was there really wanted to be there. They really wanted to tell the story. So, I mean, they're a huge, huge part of this. And all the keys, our cinematographer and our production designer, I mean, they're people with great hearts. So they all got it, you know. And then when you have a team of people that gets it, you can do something kind of magical.
We are speaking with Sean Hamish. He is the producer, writer, director, and the co-subject of Return to Zero. It's Lifetime's latest original film. It will be the first one that will be premiering around the world on the same day or weekend. And it turns out to be here in the United States this Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Sean joins us live from Pasadena, California this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. And again, we will hold him into the second half hour. We invite you to be part of the program, too. All it takes, you calling us at 1-646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. We have a lot of people in the room, so make your voice heard. It really is appreciated. Next week, we will be with you next Tuesday and next Thursday. That's May 20th and 22nd at the same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And coming up on our program next Tuesday, you know all those series called Whacked Out Such and Such where they use internet videos? You ever wonder how those shows get produced and how much of that viral video goes way, 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 way to your television set? Well, we will have the production company, the head of the production company, that makes it happen. The company is called Mighty Oak Entertainment. We'll speak to the president, Mark O'Brien. That's next Tuesday, May 20th, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Brooklyn Independent Media HD. Incidentally, if you are watching us on Brooklyn Independent Media HD and you can't catch us live, we have a new way you can catch our program, and that's on Facebook. Go to Brooklyn Independent Media's Facebook page, and a few days after our program is on live, you can take a replay. Click on the replay, you'll see my screen, or you'll see the logo screen on, and just click it and enjoy. And for those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, you're waiting for your local cable or satellite operator to pick up our program on simulcast, use that Facebook page, Brooklyn Independent Media. Nearly 4,000 people, by the way, are facing on that page, so join them. We think you'll really enjoy it. What was the easiest part, Sean, of putting this film together, if there is an easy part?
That's a really interesting question. I hadn't thought about that. I think, this is going to sound, the easiest part was working with the actors. They were, when you're working with people like Minnie and Paul, and then you have a supporting cast of Alfred Molina and Kathy Baker and Connie Nielsen and Sarah Jones and Andrea Anders, it's really, really fun. you're dealing with people that are just, they're so quick, and they're so experienced. So I would actually say that made my job as a director a lot easier. So I was never concerned, and I never really had to work too hard at all to get the performance I wanted, because maybe some fine-tuning adjustments, but that was fun.
And we have one of those playful moments for you right now from Return to Zero. Here are the co-stars, Minnie Driver and Paul Adelstein, in a scene that's triggered by watching a sonogram.
What is that?
I don't know what that is. It's his head.
No. Oh.
Oh. Rewind.
No.
Rewind it. I want to see that again.
What was that?
I don't know. I think he was winking.
Oh, he's so ugly.
He can see that. He can hear you. He can hear your voice. He knows your voice.
He knows my voice.
Did you read any of the books I gave you? Do you listen to anything I say?
Give me books.
Okay, read him a book right now. Live it up.
Okay, your choices are Anna Karenina, Guns, Germs, and Steel, The Human Stain, or But Not the Hippopotamus by Sandra Boynton. Who's the best?
Guns, Germs, and Steel.
You might enjoy that. A hog and a frog cavort in the bog, but not the hippopotamus.
See?
Did you do that? Was that a trick?
Yeah, I did that.
that foot.
A cat and two rats are trying on hats, but not the hippopotamus. I think we may have the next America's Cup captain right here.
Our little alien pirate.
Sean, was that the actual sonogram of your wife that was in that scene?
Actually, it was. It was the that was actually the sonogram of our third son, Cannon, who that was he was born 6 months before we filmed this, so I took that one.
And what was it like when you and your wife saw that for the first time?
You know, that specific type of sonogram is really weird looking. I mean, it looks so, it's kind of creepy. I mean, the way the 4D is done, it's, which I think is kind of, I like how they play with it on screen there, Minnie and Paul. But, I mean, it's, you know, anytime you see, I mean, we actually went back and looked at the pictures of our son Norbert who died, and we looked at those. You know, we looked at those ultrasounds, and it's really, I mean, it's incredibly emotional because you remember where you were when you first saw those images and the expectations that you start building in your own mind. And you know, this idea of a family actually begins, you know, and being a father, being a mother actually begins then. It doesn't begin, like, when the baby's born. It begins before that. And, I mean, I think that's one of the things I tried to get across in this film, and I think Minnie and Paul do a masterful job of.
Sean, I'm going to keep you around for the second half hour, so stay aboard from where you are in Pasadena, California, and we will bring you back in a couple of minutes. And we will also have another scene from Return to Zero. Once again, the film premieres this Saturday night, 8 p.m. East Pacific, on Lifetime, and it's the first Lifetime movie that will get worldwide distribution. So again, Sean will be back with us in the second half hour, and we invite you to bring your questions along or your comments. Give us the call at 1-646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04, by name. And one of the things we'll ask Sean is if there's any counseling that he and his wife got about the situation, whether that counseling is available to people you may know who've also dealt with this. And also about the very interesting Facebook page that Return to Zero has already put together with about 18,000 followers at the moment. Right now it's time for our regular feature, the classic trivia question of the week. If you know the answer, email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if you're first with the correct answer by our next episode Friday, you can win a Brooklyn Independent Media tote bag. As noted earlier, Fox will offer its primetime plans for this fall in the next hour. When Fox debuted in primetime in the late 1980s, what was its first program? That's our question. What was its first program? I'll give you a hint. The theme song was Frank Sinatra singing Love and Marriage. If you know the answer, email it to me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will get a Brooklyn Independent Media tote bag. It's fun. It's colorful. Take it anywhere. Even give it as a gift. If you missed the question, we'll also post the question tomorrow on my Facebook page and my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Get on the horn with your answer, and may the first person be great and win. This is Tomorrow We Televise. We are the radio program and TV simulcast all about television. We're with you usually Mondays and Fridays at this hour on Blog Talk Radio and on Brooklyn Independent Media HD, which is carried locally on Verizon Fios, Time Warner Cable, Cablevision Systems, and RCN. Coming up on the program Friday, we'll talk to one of the key people at Harpo Studios about what they're doing with the Oprah Winfrey Network and what Ms. Winfrey's production complex is doing for Elsewhere. John Sinclair, the Executive Vice President at Harpo, will join us live on the first half of the hour. On the second half of the hour, the Executive Producer of the weekly syndicated series Hiring America, now in Season 2 on more than 45 stations around the country. A lot of good sponsors who are doing some interesting veterans hiring programs also involved. And Bill Deutsch, who is the executive producer, may be with us in studio. It's all coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Suave Televised. Remember, you can catch up on episodes you missed very easy. Go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. We both got the podcast going. You'll find it at iTunes.com. Download to your smartphone or tablet and take us on the go. As I mentioned earlier, if you want to get the replay of our simulcast, you can go now to the Brooklyn Independent Media page on Facebook. That's facebook.com. Search for Brooklyn Independent Media. Look for the replay, and you can click it and watch anytime you like. By the way, if you're watching on Brooklyn Independent Media, our show is replayed every Monday and Friday at 11 p.m. We kick off late night on the channel, or you can download the DVR, set it to 3 a.m. Saturday or 3 p.m. Tuesday morning, 3 a.m. I should say, and you can catch us anytime you like. More from Sol Hanisch from Return to Zero. We'll have another clip from the film coming up. And we'll have the news on Fox. But right now, we pause at the bottom of the hour for web and channel identification. You are listening to the place for discovering what the world has to say, www.blogtalkradio.com. Nearly 20 million listeners around the world every month and growing. And Brooklyn Independent Media HD, this is your Brooklyn. BTR is your home for Versus and Flow, the Came Poetry and Spoken Word Showcase hosted by Omar Hardwick. Catch Versus and Flow each week on BTR and the separate video version on TV One, located on cable and satellite in your area, both engineered by Lexus. And on Brooklyn Independent Media, enjoy the new Sunday film series each week at 8 p.m. local time. Welcome back to the Marby Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. In a moment, we return to Pasadena, California for our live exclusive interview with Sean Hannis, the producer, writer, and director of Return to Zero, debuting this Saturday night on Lifetime. But first, here's another clip from the film. This one deals with a call that the co-star, Academy Award nominee Minnie Driver, makes about her pregnancy.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. I wish someone had told me that. Okay. Yeah, I will come in first thing. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you.
So?
I lost my mucus plug, apparently.
You're going to have to help me out on that one.
You got to read a book.
Maggie.
It means the baby's coming.
Now?
Well, probably not now. But he wants me to go in and get checked tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning is the Ned Johnson thing. I know that, so. I mean, I can move it or skip it and try to have my dad do it and come.
No, don't worry about it.
No, I can go.
No, it's fine.
All I need you to do is ask.
No, I'm done asking, Aaron.
Well, that's a very mature response.
What's the point in asking you to do anything? You always say no, so I don't ask you anymore.
I need you to use your words because despite my remarkable powers of perception, I can't read your mind.
Oh, okay, I'll use my words. I can handle it.
You can handle it or you want me to come, but you can't ask me to come.
Don't lawyer me. I'm worried. I haven't felt a move today.
I know.
I just, when I saw the blood, I...
Did the doctor say it was okay?
Yes.
Sean Hanisch, welcome back. In addition to Minnie and Paul, you have a number of other notable actors in this film. Alfred Molina, who we've seen all over the place on both in the movies and on television, and the wonderful Academy Award-winning actress Kathy Bates. How'd you get them involved?
Well, Alfred's been a friend of mine for nearly 20 years, and he's always been a big supporter, and we've always talked about working on a film together. And he's actually the first actor that I got the script to, and he said yes that day. He read it the day I gave it to him and said he'd love to be in it. I mean, he remembers when my wife and I went through the loss of our son. So, yeah, he was the first. And I knew once we got him that, you know, it would be a little bit easier, frankly, to get other name actors. And that's how we got Kathy and Connie and, you know, I mean, obviously Minnie and Paul involved.
In the film, like your life with your wife, what was the turning point in terms of dealing with the situation? Was it going through the second pregnancy? Was it something else that happened? What was like the turning point? The no going back, point of no return.
Certainly the second pregnancy. It shakes you back to life. You kind of realize that, whether we like it or not, you know, there's another child hopefully coming into this world, and we've got to be there for, you know, him or her. We actually didn't find out the sex of the baby on purpose because we wanted that day where she was born to be is the baby going to be alive or dead? Because once you've gone through a loss like that, you know, you white knuckle the second pregnancy. You're terrified because the only experience you've had was a, you know, tragic one.
You have about 18,000 followers on your film's Facebook page, and I had a chance to read it over the weekend and early this morning, and it's amazing how passionate these people are. They definitely identify with your situation. They identify with this film. What's been the most unique reaction they have had to what you've done?
I think the most surprising reaction is for those who've seen the film or even seen the trailer, for that matter, which is on our Facebook page. They say, that's my story. You're telling my story, which I think is a real testament to any writer or artist. When you can write down something that's honest, you know, there's a universality in it. Like, people really, really relate to some of the things that are the most intimate moments in my wife's and my life. So, you know, anyway, that's been the most surprising thing is they say, wait, that's exactly my story, or that happened to me just like that.
At any point, did you and your wife seek counseling? And if you did, is that included in the film?
We did. It is not included in the film. It wasn't, I don't want to say it was a major part of our healing. It was just one of many things. I mean, I recommend it if couples want to go through it. But we did some counseling. The relationship that's the counseling type relationship in the film is between Minnie and her doctor, my wife, and her high risk OB, and that's her real story too in the film. So it's that's the relationship of change and growth in the movie for the main character.
You mentioned earlier that you had done commercial production, and if I'm assuming that this is your first film, did you take a crash course in terms of how to write, produce, and direct to graduate from doing small 30, 60 second spots to hour and a half, 2 hour film?
No, I actually was always intending to do this. I came out here, went to USC Film School, made a bunch of short films, and then went into commercials. So I'd been thinking about it for a long time. I had written some scripts before, but as far as the actual, day to day, you got to get up and shoot another tough scene, I hadn't been through that before. That was eye-opening. It was eye-opening to know that you had accomplished something huge, you know, one day, and the next day was something even more daunting. That was a new kind of rhythm for my directing career.
Sean, when Lifetime decided we are going to do something we have never done with any of our original films, we are going to distribute this worldwide. I mean, I'm sure that was a very gutsy call for them to do. How surprised were you that of all the movies that they could do, including the films I mentioned earlier, Trip to Bountiful with Cicely Tyson, which could be an Emmy-nominated performance, Starving in Suburbia, dealing with eating disorders, the Gabby Douglas story, some of the films they've done over the last year, the Whoopi Goldberg film, Daily and Dollar Short, based on the Terry McMillan best-selling novel, that this, your film, is the one that's going to get this honor?
Well, I was blown away. I didn't know that was even a possibility. So when I heard it, I kind of did a double take. I was like, do you actually do that? And then I found out that Lifetime in the UK and Canada and Southeast Asia and South America. Here's what I'll say about the other films that you've just mentioned as well is Lifetime is a very, very brave distributor. They're a brave network. They put out subject matter in films that no other network, I think other networks would shy away from. And so they've been amazing. I mean, they've been amazing partners in this. What they've done to help roll out the film and publicity-wise, they've been great. And I'm really grateful. I think it's a terrific partnership, especially given the subject matter. And then to put the icing on the cake there of the cherry on top of the sundae, if you will, of it being a their first global premiere, I mean, I'm still kind of in awe of that.
We're still awaiting your phone call. We'd like you to be involved in the conversation. So if you have a question or comment for Sean, give us a call, 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a lot of people still in the chat room. 1067, 1069, 1071. Rick Webb, our good friend from Philadelphia in the room. So use the phone, use the room. Either way, we want to hear from you. And coming up later this half hour, Fox will be at the top of this hour announcing its fall season plans, but we have the details. We'll bring them to you a little later on before the top of the hour. Sean, what is Lifetime doing to help you promote the film and, more importantly, get the word out that if people are dealing with this issue, there are places to go?
Well, I mean, what they're doing is they're going to be well, first of all, their publicity and promotion of the film has been terrific. We ended up having a red carpet premiere that a lot of press came to. And then what they're also doing is, they're with the March of Dimes, they're putting together a grief guide for parents that have lost, that have had a loss similar to this, that they're going to have on their website, and we're going to have on our website as well. So I think it's a part of not only, like, are they behind us in distributing the film and getting the word out about it, but they want to help people too. So that's a terrific guide, and I recommend that people come to our website or go to the Lifetime website to find that.
And we will announce both websites at the end of the interview. But right now we have a call. We're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Simon. It's Rick Webb calling from Philadelphia.
Rick, good to have you. You're on the line with Sean Hannish. Go ahead.
Sean, I'm wondering whether are you going to head back to doing commercials again, or do you think that you're going to keep doing feature films, basically doing the big projects, or are you like, whoa, this is too much, I want to go back to doing the short subjects again?
Well, hi, Rick. Thanks for the question. I'm hoping to be able to integrate both into my career. I'll say this, the telling of a story like this, I mean, it changes you as a writer and as a filmmaker, and it makes you want to do more of that. So I've got a couple of other projects and ideas that I hope that people could, you know, would be interested in, that has a little bit more meat to it. That said, commercials they're really fun. So I have to say, dove in, you know, head first on Return to Zero. But I mean, I hope I have projects that are, you know, I've got a couple projects and I hope they're compelling enough for people to be interested in financing and distributing as well.
Cool. Well, best wishes with Return to Zero and best wishes with the future of your career.
Thanks a lot, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care. Thanks, Simon.
You're welcome, Rick. All the very best. Take care. Has Lifetime talked to you about doing a project, either another original movie or maybe even a series?
We're going to have a meeting. You know, I guess we'll see how many people tune into this, tune in and watch the film on Saturday. But I mean, there's been some interest in you know, having another conversation about some other material. No details yet, but I mean, I find them to be they're an extraordinary network. So I mean, it'd be an honor to work with them again.
We've got some more minutes with Sean Hannish. He is the producer, writer, and director, and he is the co-subject of Return to Zero, Lifetime's latest original movie, premiering this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, also being presented around the globe, either that night or shortly after. Sean joins us live from Pasadena, California this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. And if you have the question or comment, give us the call, 1-646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Coming up on the program on Friday, we'll have John Sinclair. He's the Executive Vice President of Oprah Winfrey's production company, Harpo Studios. It's not just the work they do for the Oprah Winfrey Network, including the upcoming new season of Oprah's Master Class. It's also what they do for others. For example, you may not know it, but Oprah does have a deal with HBO. Is Harpo involved? John will talk to us about it. Also, we'll have the executive producer of the weekend syndicated series now in its second season, Hiring America. It's on 40-something stations across the country, and some very big sponsors are involved as well. And Bill Deutsch, the executive producer, may not only be with us, he may be with us in studio right here near the Barclays Center. So join us Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Brooklyn Independent Media HD. And remember, you can catch us on Brooklyn Independent Media on a replay, 11 p.m. tonight And the next morning at 3 a.m., set the DVR, and you can catch us anytime you like. We do that the same as well on Friday and early Saturday morning. Bring us up to date, Sean, on the situation with your family. How are you doing? How is your family doing? How is your wife coping?
We're actually doing great. We've had two more children since our loss, and our daughter is 7. Her name is Roxy, and our son is turning 2 in 2 weeks. His name is Cannon, and I have to say, the making of this film, I think, it was a way for my wife and I to grow together, because this has been, as much as, yes, I've written, directed, and produced this film, I mean, it's as much her film as it is my film, because it's our story. It was a healing process there, and it was also a way to be able to bring up, the son that we lost to our oldest daughter. So she's, in fact, she's probably kind of a little sick of us talking about the movie at this point and be really happy when she wants me to do a film that she could actually watch. So maybe that's next on the agenda. But we've been great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sean. We talk a lot about closure. Do you ever think your family will have it? And if not, is that okay?
Well, that's a great question. I think closure. Wow, that's a really interesting choice of words. In a way, yes, I do think that our family has. I take that back. that's a really hard question. I'll say this: I think we have evolved. Our relationship has evolved. We, as people, have been changed in some ways, I'd say even for the better. And so I think we've reached a new place where we can live, I would say almost we're living wholeheartedly again. Because you never forget, you never forget, and you don't want to forget, because that would be almost a dishonor to the child you had and that died. So I think of it more as like, we can be happy again, and that's okay. And we can be at peace again, and that's okay too. But I would think of it as, we're living wholeheartedly. We have this wonderful family, and that's okay. We can put that in the same space with, and yes, we still miss our son.
You said you have your own website. Where is that, and what does it do?
We've got a lot of resources there. It's returntozerothemovie.com, and we have a lot of helpful links for people that have been through this type of loss, to a lot of amazing organizations. There's so many great organizations out there, like Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep and GAPS, and just people that really want to help. We also have we have some statistics for people that aren't that familiar with the issue of stillbirth or neonatal loss. We have we have a lot of things. We also have a digital archive of stories. If somebody wants to share their story, they can do that. We have a book of stories that the entire community has put together, the Return to Zero community. So it's really what I hope is it's a place that people can come to and then learn more and then be connected with other organizations, so that I just want people to know that they're not alone, and hopefully they can come to our website if they've been through this loss, or that somebody says, I saw this movie, and you can go to this website and find out more. So hopefully it gives people a place to go and a place where they know that they aren't alone and they can get some help.
And it's fair to say that this situation transcends color, transcends race, transcends gender, transcends all sorts of social class.
Yeah, it even transcends politics. Which,
in what way?
What's that?
In what way?
Oh, I'm just saying there's no, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we live in the red state, blue state, country. So, but you're right, it's non-denominational. It's non-political. I mean, it's something that is, you can be a wide-eyed Los Angeles liberal, like me, or you can be an evangelical Christian, and this is something that brings people together. This type of loss and reminds us that we're all we're all human and we're all parents and we all love our children. So I think that's what I mean.
And on that note, we are going to wrap. Return to Zero debuts this Saturday night on Lifetime, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, and it will also be carried worldwide. Check your local listings for where Lifetime is in your area on cable and satellite. For more details online about the film and also about resources you can use for dealing with this issue, including resources from the March of Dimes, here's where you go, www.mylifetime.tv. That's www.mylifetime.tv. And if you want to know more about the making of the film and about Sean and his wife and his family, here's where you go, www.returntozerothemovie.com. That's www.returntozerothemovie.com. Once again, it premieres this Saturday night, 8 p.m. East Pacific, on Lifetime. Sean Hannis, the producer, writer, director, and co-subject, joining us live from Pasadena, California. Sean, thank you very much for spending the time with us. We really, really appreciate it, and we wish you nothing but the best with the film, but more importantly, with you and your family, nothing but the best with the rest of your lives.
Thank you, Simon, and thanks so much for helping us to spread the word about this film.
It is a pleasure. Take care. All the greatest.
Yep. Same to you.
Sean Hannis joining us live from Pasadena, California. And now news notes, round two. Fox is next with its fall season presentation, starting next hour from the Beacon Theater in Manhattan. Earlier this morning, the network alerted press on their plans, including yours truly, so we're free to share them with you now. Gotham, the Batman prequel drama getting tremendous advance buzz, will be paired with the second season of Sleepy Hollow on Monday nights. For Tuesday, Fox will lead with the first of two weekly episodes of Utopia, the reality series where a group of people move to a remote location of the world, then live there for a year and form their own society in the process. New Girl and The Mindy Project continue in the 9 to 10 p.m. hour. With The X Factor no more on Wednesdays and Thursdays, Gordon Ramsay's series Hell's Kitchen moves to Wednesday nights, followed by the new drama Red Band Society, overseen by Steven Spielberg. Bones, the long-running mystery series, begins Thursdays, paired with Grace Point, another drama newcomer. More Gordon Ramsay comes in Fridays with MasterChef Junior now in Season 2, followed by the second weekly installment of Utopia. So Utopia will be on Wednesday nights and Friday nights. College football returns on Fox Saturday nights, followed by a big Sunday night shakeup. No more animation domination the entire night. Acclaimed rookie comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which won the Golden Globe Award for Best Comedy in January, breaks into Sundays at 8:30 p.m. after Bob's Burgers and The Simpsons, now in Season 26. New sitcom Mulaney launches an hour later, following Family Guy. ABC will have its presentation time tomorrow afternoon, followed by CBS Wednesday and the CW Thursday morning. One ABC note, we can tell you that Resurrection will be back for a second season in 2015. We had the co-executive producers Michelle Fazekas and Tara Buttas on this program over a month ago. Some developments in advance of TBS's own programming ceremony at Madison Square Garden Wednesday morning. Cougar Town will get one final season there next winter, making six in all for the Courtney Cox headlining series. The first three were on ABC. Separately, Men at Work, the first of TBS's current set of original comedies, has been dropped. Men launched in 2012 and presented its final episode 2 months ago. One sports note, Major League Soccer has made new deals with ESPN, Fox, and Spanish language Univision for the next few years. Terms, financially, were not disclosed. And it didn't take long for Comedy Central to declare who will assume Stephen Colbert's seat at 11:30 p.m. weeknights next January, when Colbert begins his transition to The Late Show on CBS. Larry Wilmore, the longtime Daily Show correspondent and co-creator of The Bernie Mac Show, is set to replace Colbert for what will be renamed The Minority Report, still to be finalized when Colbert steps in for current Late Show host David Letterman. And that's News Notes for today. We thank you all for joining us. We want to remind you that Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we will have the Executive Vice President of Harper Studios, John Sinclair, and from the weekend syndicated series Hiring America, Executive Producer Bill Deutsch, who may join us in studio. And coming up, we will have two special editions of our show next week, next Tuesday and next Thursday, both at our regular hour. And among our guests next Tuesday will be the president of Mighty Oak Entertainment, the folks behind those whacked-out sports and other whacked-out shows using viral Internet videos. That's Mark O'Brien. Remember, you can catch up on recent episodes by going to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out also our podcast on iTunes.com. You can download to your smartphone or tablet and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Brooklyn Independent Media, if you'd like to see this program and this service being carried throughout New York City and the New York metro area on Time Warner Cable, Cablevision Systems and RCN, the same way Verizon Fios does, don't be silent. Drop a note to your best cable or satellite service. Give them a call, drop them an email, and let them know you want it. And then have them call us at Brooklyn Independent Media, and we will do the rest. We do appreciate your support, and we'd love to be on to everyone in the New York metro area. So it won't happen unless you raise your voice and communicate. And remember, we love hearing from you as well on email. So if you have a question or comment about what you heard in the program today, love to get your thoughts about what Fox and NBC announced and what will be coming up later in this upfront week. Give me an email. The place you use is simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Same email address if you want to be involved in our classic trivia question of the week. We love hearing from you because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and Brooklyn Independent Media. Our production associates are Amy Domestico and John Sweet. The creator and chief executive of Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Alan Levy. Today's simulcast was produced by Justin Bryant. For tomorrow we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum at the studios of Brooklyn Independent Media in New York. Thank you for your watching and your listening. Have a great rest of your week. Catch us back here Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.